gotta put people away. When we get them down, we put our foot in their throats, and we put them away.
We gotta step on their throat and turn. That's what we gotta do.
Somebody gonna get hit in the mouth today, and it ain't gonna be me.
The Packers have played their four quarters. Now, it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchik.
It is time for the fifth quarter, sponsored by Titletown Brewing and Evergreen Power. You can count on them, Highway 41 and N, Little Chute. 40-40 tie in Dallas last night on Sunday Night Football. We bring in our special guest each week, Eric Baranchik with Gannett Media. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing good, and I want to start by asking you, what are your feelings about a professional game ending in a tie? I hate it.
Absolutely hate it. You know, the one thing that college football has on the NFL is the way they run their overtimes. I mean, someone's got to win, and they don't just end with the game 40-40. You know, come on. You know, because on the outside looking in, as a pure football fan, what a game. I mean, there was a lot of, you had special teams doing things, just back and forth. And it was a 5 or 6 lead changes, or 5 it was, I believe. I mean, it was just, what an incredible game. I mean, you're at the edge of your seat for every single play. And then it ends with a tie. It's like, oh, how deflating, you know?
Yeah, very deflating to have the game end the way that it did. I mean, at least it wasn't a loss. Now, you mentioned you had a lot of things going on with special teams. Talk about the special team struggles that keep popping up for this Green Bay Packers team.
Well, it's you got to stop calling it special teams now. We got to start calling it the stinking teams, because first couple of weeks, you kind of let some of those go. At least in my opinion, you figured, you know what, they're going to come up. They're going to get better. It's the first couple weeks. All right, you know, some of those things happen, but it just doesn't stop. A blocked extra point that goes for 2 the other way, that is unacceptable. And, you know, it's going to come down to, I mean, personnel, for sure. I know they got offensive linemen that are in the tub and on the shelf, but, man, you know, poor Mr. Banks there, number 72 on that blocked extra point, just got it was poor technique right off the bat, right? And you saw it happen the first extra point. He gets beat by the defender in front of him, and it was close. And you know the Cowboys were watching, and they saw that and said, okay, so now we're going to make a personnel adjustment. We're going to put a real fast guy right there and do the same thing to him. And, you know, the defender got underneath him, pushed him back, made a big and Banks could not reach out, get a hand on him, and you know you saw what happens. I mean, that's a tough spot. It's a tough. You're basically getting hit by one guy, and you got to reach out with your right arm and at least make contact with the guy. And he, because of the way Dallas defender got into him, he had no choice. Both of his hands were inside. The guy blew right by him, and it just. You know, it's one of those things, but it can't continue to happen.
The game is 13-0 at that point. The Packers' offense looks really, really good. The defense is looking good at that point. Then you get the blocked extra point. Suddenly, Dallas gets 2 points out of this, and that sort of jump-starts them and gives them a little bit of life. And then it was just off to the races offensively after that.
Well, yeah, because it gave them some life, you know, after that, you know, and they gave it. And then you had the Jordan Love fumble down there in the red zone on the bad side. And now, so you gave them 9 points. The game should have been won in regulation by the Packers, but 2 critical mistakes that happened, not to mention a ton of penalties that continually pile up for this football team. And, you know, this is what you're going to get. But, you know, we were all expecting that this was going to be a get-right game, right? This was going to be the game where the Packers were going to be able to get right. And it exposed the Packers' defense a little bit. You know, there's 2 ways to stop the pass. right? You can either have really good coverage or you got to heat up the quarterback. And unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys did a remarkable job at protecting Dak Prescott and allowing him to just get the ball out. And then, and when you do that, let's face it, the Packers secondary, what we thought was kind of shaky, proved to be shaky. And it's going to be, they got to kind of grow back to the drawing board a little bit and decide if, I realize that you got Micah Parsons and you feel really good about your front rushing four, but sometimes you got to heat that quarterback up and you got to blitz him a little more.
It's the fifth quarter with our special guest, Eric Baranchek. What were your thoughts at the end of that first half, the timeout used by Coach LaFleur, then the sack, the fumble, the touchdown? Would you have rather just seen, hey, let's take a knee, let the clock run out, let's just get to halftime with a 13-9 lead?
Oh, that is a great question. I don't know what I would do if I was in LaFleur's situation. 21 seconds on the clock, I probably would run the ball there and then punt it and be done. You're going to eat up a lot of clock, and they're going to have to go, especially with the punter that you have. That guy can, you know, when you need him to dial one up, he can put one out there 50-plus yards, and you feel really confident about that. So I'm a little bit shocked that they threw the football there when they really, you know what, just run the, you know, at that little time on the clock, run the football, punt it, and you're done.
Yeah, 21 seconds left. You needed at least 25, 30 yards just for a realistic field goal. But, you know, if it pays off, we all think it's a genius move, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the way it is all the time, right? Every play you run, it's either a genius move or you don't know what you're doing. I think that playing with the lead at that time, anyway, and nobody expects to have a quarterback fumble like that. No, I mean, it's, you don't expect that, but holy smokes, what a tide-changing play that turned out to be for the entire football game.
What's up with all these false start penalties that continue to plague this offensive line?
You tell me. I don't have an answer. I know that their guys are banged up, and the guys that are playing, you know, they understand that they might, you know, listen, when you have a false start, it's one of two things. Hey, I got to make sure the guy in front of me is pretty good, and I got to make sure I get it every advantage I can, or I'm just not paying attention. And, you know, I think it's a little bit of both when it comes to that. And quite honestly, I don't know if personnel changes all of that. I really think that it just comes down to that football teams have got to become more disciplined on that side of the football.
It's the fifth quarter with our special guest, Eric Baranchek. Speaking of personnel, Devontae Wyatt leaving the game in the second quarter against the Cowboys. He has a knee injury. It was initially questionable, later ruled out after halftime. That's a guy that's been having a really good start to the year. That's a big loss along that defensive line.
That is a huge loss, and I think a lot of people don't really understand how big of a loss that really is, because what you are taking off the field now on passing situations is a big guy that can collapse the pocket from the middle. And you saw the results, you know. So the Packers were unable to mimic that with another player to get that pocket going backwards and gave Dak Prescott way too much time. And that helps out your defensive ends. If that pocket is collapsing from the front, your defensive ends are going to clean up and have more opportunities for sacks. And unfortunately, that's going to turn out, if it's a serious injury, it's going to turn out to be a big loss for that defense.
Now, we were expecting the Cowboys defense to give up some points, and they absolutely did. Weren't expecting the Packers defense to give up quite that many points. Obviously, they hadn't been playing that way defensively going into Sunday Night Football. But when they absolutely had to have a huge stop, it comes in overtime where the Cowboys are set up inside the five and the Packers defense holds to a field goal.
24 points in the second half is I don't care who you are, the Packers defense or anyway, that's just inexcusable to give up that much yardage in the second half. And really, quite honestly, one of the things that I was, as I'm watching this game again, is the way the Packers defense decided not to heat him up. And I think sometimes, you know, you get a little bit, this is what we do, we're rushing with four, we're dropping our seven guys, and we're going to be sound in coverage because of the numbers that we have, rather than take chances. I mean, you know, Cooper, Quay Walker, none of those guys really did enough blitzing to affect the football game. And I think that's the one point that's going to hurt them if they don't win from this situation. They really are going to need to kind of mix it up and not always rely on Micah Parsons to get to the quarterback.
But when they really needed him to get to Prescott, he did in overtime. I mean, tracking him down from behind and saving a scramble for a touchdown was so huge.
That was a huge play, 100%. And it just shows the motor that he had. And, you know, that's why you brought him here, right? So, and he performed in that instance. So, you know, but that was a huge stop. You're absolutely right. That is the stop that kind of made things, you know, kicking a field goal there rather than hit six is a big deal.
When you were watching the final drop back from Jordan Love in OT, with the clock ticking down, were you thinking in your head, we're going to lose this because the clock's going to run out?
No, I didn't really think that. I thought that they, you know, as the play develops, I thought, you know what, he's going to pull something out of his hat. And then unfortunately the magic just wasn't there for him last night in that particular play. And then, you know, but the other thing too is the reality is the wide receivers got to do a better job getting open. There were far too many times where when you're looking from the end zone shot and you're looking downfield and the receivers were just covered up, and it definitely hurts when you don't have guys making plays away from the when they don't have the football in their hands. And that's something that has got to improve on the Packers offense.
All right, 40-40 tie in Dallas on Sunday Night Football. Now what you're hoping for when you go on the road against a bad defense that the Cowboys have. Our special guest this morning on the Fifth Quarter, Eric Baranchek. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Hope you're going to have a great week.
Yes, thank you so much. It'll get better, I promise. You'll start feeling a little bit better come Thursday, Friday.